Doja Cat and SZA. This one's called Kiss Me More. Thank you so much for choosing us on Tuesday, It's All Things Travels Tuesday today, and we're joined by Umthokozisi Sifunda, who is a graduate for tourism and an intern with the MTPA. We speak about tourism, job opportunities. Is it viable in 2025? Stay tuned.
Cheers to a new year. Same fearless vibe. Rise FM, where resolutions meet revolutions, and ordinary is not our vocabulary. Mpumalanga, asishe.
Mthokozisi, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good as well.
When did you graduate?
I'm actually in the process of graduating at the moment.
Okay, lovely.
Yes.
And how's it been for you?
It took quite a while, but then it's worth it. It's been a wonderful journey.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I'm happy to be in this moment, like today.
Oh, man, I absolutely love that. Doesn't matter how many years it took, at the end of the day, you're getting that paper. And that's the most important thing. Well, a very big congratulations to you. Today we speak about how viable, studying tourism is, and if you can have a great career. What was it for you that made you want to study tourism?
Okay. First of all, I actually didn't have much information about tourism,
mm-hmm.
but then I had to look deep inside me that, like, what is it that I really like? What is it that I like to do?
Yeah.
I found out that I like traveling. I am outgoing. I am adventurous. And then I just started to visit places. That was before I even went to the college.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, no, man, let me go to tourism. Because the tourism has the world as a market. Like, the market is the whole world. There are opportunities there. Let me go into tourism. And just like that, I simply went to college and I registered for tourism. And here I am today.
You speak about these opportunities, but I want to know what they are. I mean, especially in 2025, where we live in a country with a high unemployment rate, what are the opportunities in tourism that people might not know about?
Okay. There are a lot of them. But I would simply maybe stick to some of them. In tourism, you actually get to be a travel agent. You get to be a hotel manager.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be a tour guide. You get to be an event and conference organizer. You get to be a public relations manager. You get to be, like, there are a lot of them. You can even have your own establishment and be your owner.
Love that.
There are a lot of, yes.
I absolutely love that. Well, we are in the province of Mpumalanga. We've got a lot of tourism attractions here. Do you think that the province of Mpumalanga impacts tourism and job opportunities for graduates like yourself?
Yes, I would say so. I think it does. I've seen it doing introducing this program called ETGSP,
mm-hmm.
which is Tourism Grading Support Programs. It is actually a program that helps small business to access more markets. So when it does that, that is where, as graduates, we come in. That is where job opportunities comes up. We actually getting to be exposed in a lot more job opportunities.
Okay. I mean, would you say that the tourism sector is saturated? What do we say, Mthokozisi, to the matriculant who just passed right now and says, hey, I'm not very sure about e-tourism because igcwele, kunebantu labaningi that are already studying it, that are working in that sector, I might not be able to get a job. What do we say to them?
I would say that As tourism, as you look at it, okay, depending on maybe the certain area that you live in, you might find that maybe like a lot of people there, maybe some like they're already maybe taken. As for me, I'm based in Mpumalanga in Nelspruit, and then I was fortunate to get placement as soon as after graduation, as soon as I was looking for internship. But then I had to look around. I had to put myself out there. I had to strive. I had to be resilient. I had to be positive-minded. And then it came up. I was patient. I was positive-minded. I put myself out there, and then I got it.
I love it.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Yes, it just takes 100% of effort. It takes patience. It takes discipline. It takes a positive mindset. It takes hard work.
Mm.
It pays.
Mm,
it pays. I know it does. It pays.
I love that. I love that you mention, you know, bringing yourself out there, taking yourself out there, because I think even in the tourism sector, we've got things like influencing. You get, you know, travel influencers who go around the country promoting the country for what it is, promoting Mpumalanga, and you can make coins out of it. So it's not only just the job opportunities that you've mentioned, but we have digital marketing now. We have, you know, these content creators who are doing really, really great things in Mpumalanga, promoting, you know, the place of the rising sun for what it truly is. So I absolutely agree with you. And to those who are saying the industry is saturated, like Mthokozisi said, you have to put yourself out there. Well, Mthokozisi, thank you so much for coming on to the show, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's Tyler. This one's called Water. She had her very, very last concert in South Africa just a couple of days ago. Was it a couple of weeks ago? I think it was last week. I stand to be corrected. And everybody was so excited, looked stunning, and we loved it. I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm-